Jewish by any means. They were respectful and I guess they were believers, but not intense believers. But it was a sort, even in Hanwell, there was a certain sort of Jewishness about the way we lived. But Aylesbury was quite different. Aylesbury was a world really without much in the way of religion at all. And interesting, because, of course, like so many school kids in those days, I was shunted from family to family as an evacuee, brought them in 10 shillings and sixpence a week, which really didn't make them very rich. And my parents, of course, supplemented that, and they were down to see me, you can be sure. And my sisters were evacuated also elsewhere, though. So the family was really quite scattered.
What were your parents doing at the time?
Oh, they were working away. My father was a tailor, and my mother was really a sort of businesswoman. We had a number of shops, Keen's, Cleaners and Dyers. We said, keen to die for you, which was one of our slogans. Came straight from my mother's fertile imagination. And sort of keeping that going was a full-time job, especially during the war.
When did you begin to think about medicine?
Oh, very early on, in the 1930s, when I was a kid. I belonged to a Jewish scouts movement called the Habonim, which means the builders. Behind that notion was the idea that as we grew up, we would go out and found a new home in Palestine. So there were the beginnings of all sorts of things that happened later, of course. That was an interesting and lively time for a young man and a young woman. I mean, my sisters also were pretty lively in that sort of regard too.
And when did you think about medicine?
There, at those camps. I seemed to be spending all my time in the medical tent, looking after people with sprains and sunburn and so on. We really had no medicine in the family. The nearest we got to it, I think, was my uncle Jack from Battersea days, who was a dentist, one of those old-time dentists who never actually took a qualifying examination. Dentists didn't have to in those days. He was a very good dentist, so I understand. I was really very impressed by the ideas of medicine and